amen, amen. Our God is good, and all the time. How you all doing tonight? You're good? You are doing church? You're doing life. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm glad you're here. I'm happy to be doing life with you. No, you talk to your neighbor. Yes. Talk to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor that I'm glad you're here. And I'm happy to be doing life with you. Even if your neighbor gets on your nerve, you're happy to be doing life with them. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise God. Well, it's good to see every one of you here tonight. For our first time guests, thank you for coming. And you could have been doing a lot of different things at this time, but you took time to be here. So we honor you. We appreciate you. Appreciate your presence. And we pray that you will be blessed in this service. And that God will meet you at the point of your need. Praise God. Welcome to the community of believers. Tonight, before we close service, we're going to pray. We're going to be praying for our pastor in the our Living Word pastor from Cameroon, Douala, Pastor Stanley Abia. Remember him in your prayers continually. He's battling severe health issues. He's been hospitalized now since last week, and we are believing God for miracles of restoration. I don't want to tell you what. Anyway, let's leave it at that. Let's just believe God for miracles. Amen. And when I say believe God for miracles, I mean believe God for miracles. Believe God for miracles. God is good. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to continue tonight from where we were last week. We'll pick on some things from Sunday service when Pastor Peter was speaking. Now, for those of you who were in service, how many of you were in service last week, Wednesday? Set yourself up. Just let me see your hand. Set yourself up. Okay, good. The Dr. Joyce. What did we talk about last week, Wednesday? Now, I know some of you will not put your hands up again, but that's all right. This is Bible exploration, right? So we're exploring the Bible. Tamira, you were here last week, Wednesday? Yes, okay, good. Oh, you're doing review. Okay, Dr. Joyce, please, somebody give Dr. Joyce a microphone. She's a butt chair. We're going to give you a microphone. There is an audience online that is listening. You're not talking just to me. This is Pastor Blaise. This is how I do. I can put you on the spot. Easy. We're good. And amen. So we're doing Bible studies, Bible exploration. We're going to explore the Bible together. Yes, together. You'll get new inventions of words from me. So you can go say spatial. Hallelouah. Amen. Yes, Dr. Joyce, we're listening.
So we talked about the church as a community, and then that was the main thing we were talking about. And then we talked about the advantages of a church as a community, yeah, and how we can benefit as a community.
Okay.
The church.
Okay, good. Thank
my
you.
Words.
Yeah, no, that's your words. That's all we want. We want you to tell your words. Let's get the mic. You were singing, so now you're going to speak. Yes, you're going to. So she talked about advantages. We talk about advantages of a community. What did you get? What is an advantage that you got or something you thought about? Sister Mirabel, we were in church last week, Wednesday. Yes, you were not in church on Sunday. Okay. Well, I'll ask you a Sunday service question. Yes, Tamira, let's go ahead.
I didn't specifically learn it from here, but from just like my memory, I always remembered that, like, united we stand and divided we fall.
Okay.
So I was thinking about that with last week's service.
Just okay.
That we are a community, and we should stand for one another and just care for each other.
So. Okay, good. That's from your memory. That's not from last week, Wednesday. It's a good. That's a good way to dodge the question, but to answer it. Thank you. Let Wanda help you. Wonder, you were here last week, Wednesday. You were here, right? What are some of the advantages of membership? Now I see some people are hiding their heads. Don't worry.
The advantages of membership.
Your brains can't hide you. You can't cover your face enough. Is that right?
When you're a member of a church community, you have the advantage of being held accountable for your actions.
Okay,
the
accountability.
Yeah, accountability.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, Snelly. No, speak in the microphone. Only. Nothing.
When you're a member of a community, you have access to support.
You have access to support. Good, good, good. Akili, I'm not coming to you. You were not in church. You were? Oh, okay. So please, give her the microphone. She's very confident. Yes, thank you. Thank you. No, I like the fact that you were there. Yes, no, you can go ahead and share in your words. In your words, what did you get from it? What are some of the examples?
So I wanted to say accountability. That's what I was raising my hand.
Yes, good.
Yes, because mm-hmm. that was the last one you spoke about. And okay. really stuck to me. Because so, I and my friend, we're talking about it after the service. So that was the one I wanted to say.
That's true. Yes, yes. You went to church last week, Wednesday, with your friend. So why did this stick out to you? What was it about it that stuck out to you about accountability?
I was thinking about it because sometimes there are boundaries in what you can say to people. But if one of the advantages of being in church means that you have a friend in your neighbor or the next person, and the person can kind of speak out to you or advocate for you and tell you, and you give an example of if someone smells, mm-hmm. and
if somebody has body odor,
yes,
good,
and
or mouth odor, even
yes,
like that.
That it would be better to hear it from somebody from church because it's always coming from a good place.
From
so
a
you're
place
looking
of love.
Out for, yeah, exactly.
Even
yeah.
though some people in church can be ugly. Yes, it's better to hear from somebody from a community.
Yes.
Somebody who cares about you. Thank you. Yeah, you are very attentive to detail. Thank you. Okay. I'll spare the rest of you. Amen. Mommy Udwa, do I come to you? Yes. Please give mommy. She was one of the first people I saw who raised her hands that she was in church last week, Wednesday.
What really stuck out to me was the fact that we have access to support. And then this support was broken down to financial support, emotional support, and every other aspect that could help you. Spiritual support. A lot of people have issues and they don't speak up. And when you're in a community, you would have access to someone you can speak with and someone that could help you.
Mm. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Good. Is there somebody who really has a burning issue they wanted to share from last week? Favor. Give Favor the microphone. I know you didn't put your hand, you didn't volunteer, but as I said it, I just woke up. I saw like, yeah, there was something in your heart you wanted to say from last week. Thank you.
For me, I think it was... Someone has already said it, but I just think it was support that you have when you're in a community, people being honest and being sincere with you and actually wishing you the best. So that's what stuck out to me.
Okay, good. Sister Maribel, should I put you on the spot? So Sunday service, you were not here. I was not here either. How do I know you were not here? Can you tell me something from Sunday service as you were not here? The goal of this is that when you are not in church, you listen. You go online and watch. This is accountability. And I can do this to her because although she's my big sister, she's my daughter. Amen. When you're close to me, this is what I can do to you. And Lizette, yes. Yes, Sister Mirabel, go ahead and let's close with you, then we'll start service. We'll start the word. From Sunday service, give us a synopsis, a summary. This Sunday, this past Sunday, not the one, this particular one.
Yeah, I know Pastor Peter was still giving highlights on church as a community.
Okay, no. Yes, he gave highlights on that. That's true. but his own message. Not my own review. Not my own review that she did, because you can cheat from Wednesday service. I don't want you to cheat from Wednesday service. Okay, Wanda wants to help you. Thank you. Can you put your hands for Wanda? Good.
On Sunday.
Please, first time guests, don't run away. Do not come back to church thinking you'll be able to. No, this is just this is Bible exploration. We're exploring the Bible. And we are family, so we love each other. You know, even if they don't like what I'm doing, they forgive me before I started. Yes, Wanda.
On Sunday, Pastor Peter preached about the church as a body,
okay.
And he illustrated and he showed that some parts of the body are seen and some parts are not seen, but they're mm-hmm. all important. And he said, I wrote it down, like, as a church, we need to, the points that he pointed, you know, that he gave us were unity, diversity, harmony, and growth and love. And that's what we need as a church, to grow even as a body. And we need to, he talked about how if you don't value what's before you, you will not be able to grow, you will not be able to be blessed in, you know, with what has been placed before you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You could even do this Wednesday service. Yes. You know? Yeah, and that's what I love about it. Yes, Dr. Joyce. It's like you all would just do this Wednesday service. Yes.
There was one statement he made that kept just ringing to my mind. He said, as a body, he said, if you go looking for weaknesses, you will find it. Yes. And if you go looking for strength, you'll find it. Yes. So you have the choice to help one another grow instead of trying to get the weakness and keep bringing them down, because as you're bringing them down, you yourself, you're going down. Mm-hmm. But that kept bringing in my mind that, yes, everybody has a weakness. So if you go finding it, you'll definitely find it, because no one is perfect. But you should focus on the strength and help each and everyone grow.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. By the way, if you look on weaknesses on your body, you'll find it on your own body. Yeah. You don't have to go too far. Mm-hmm. You'll find it. So I love this. This is beautiful. Thank you. It means you are in service. You're present. God is good. Amen. So tonight we're going to, from Sunday service, I gathered that the, and if you know where I watched Sunday service from, it was a rough weekend. It was good. It was good. It's part of the service that you do. Under a hot temperature, but when we're making something being in the desert, and that's where I was watching service. Not under conditions that you would like to do this, but I watched all through. With bomb blast and guns and everything, I watched service. There's some of you in the comfort of your home with air condition and a good bed. But anyway, so one of the things that stood out to me, or one of the things... from Sunday service first, we talk about the church as a community. So why the community? We say community is for fellowship, right? Community is for fellowship. So on Sunday, Pastor Peter talked about the church as a body, and the body is for function. It's for function, praise God. So fellowship is our coming together, strengthening one another. Function is our doing what you are there as an individual. So tonight, I wanted to pick up back and continue sharing with you some of the advantages of community, of the church as a community. Praise God. Do you want us to continue on that path?
Yes.
We could talk. I had 7 points from last week. We only covered two. We talk about access to support. We also talk about accountability. And accountability is a big deal. It's a big deal. And sometimes, let me say this to you, in a lot of Pentecostal charismatic churches, accountability is not very present, because people like this one, that the spirit blows wherever he wills and nobody knows where it comes from or where it's going to. So people don't want to be accountable, you know. Or we use this word, the spirit told me, God told me to go. So when you want to be held accountable, all of a sudden you use that excuse of God told me, and then you dodge accountability. Or you use the scripture, who are we to judge? I am not, you know, do not judge me. You don't know my this and that. That's true. But accountability is a big part of community. Praise God. If you love me, you will hold me accountable. Praise God. If you love me, you hold me accountable. Somebody say, if you love me, you will not even, you know, don't stress me. Accountability is not stress. It's just helping you to grow. By the way, Frank, happy belated birthday. Wow. Yes, happy belated birthday on Sunday. So we celebrate you, we love you, we appreciate you. So the church as a community. So accountability. And we were saying last week, one of the illustrations which I gave, accountability, is that if you are in a relationship or you're hanging out with somebody of the opposite sex, and you're just there, just hanging out. You're with this sister all the time, occupying her life, occupying her time. You're giving her hopes and glimpses that you are there. You have not talked to her, but you guys have mutual liking, you know, and you just flow. You just go with the flow. And these words I'm using are exact words that I've heard. People say, oh, no, Pastor, we flow together. So where are you flowing to? Where are you flowing to? So we flow together. So you see a beautiful sister, and you guys are there because of proximity in church. You know, proximity, there's something that church does. It breaks down barriers. And then you begin to spend time together. Now you see this beautiful sister, you are together, and there's a mutual liking. But then, and I'm not just talking to the guys, because I've also seen it happen here. A girl strung a brother here, was just stringing him, just putting him as a placeholder until the kind of person that she wanted comes. And I had to rebuke her. Oh yes, I had to call her together. I said, if you don't want this guy, tell him you don't want him. Let it be over with. You know, don't tell him today you are this, tomorrow you are there, today you are this, you're giving the brother. He wanted to get married on his birthday, or he wanted to do certain things, and then the girl was kept changing days. It went from months to years, from years to, I said, what's happening? Praise the Lord. So if you are in a relationship, for instance, you need somebody to call you and speak some sense. Where's this going to? Because you're seeing this person is just waiting, and there are other guys who are talking to them, and they are not responding because they are thinking that you are it. But in your mind, you know you are not it. But then you are getting benefits, because why? They can bring you free food. Yeah, keep you company, pick your phone calls. So sometimes you need to be called and told, hey, brother, hey, sister, where is this going to? If it's going nowhere, then it stops here. You can remain brother and sister in the Lord and let us know that this person is available, free, available, and searching. Amen. Yeah. Oh, yes. So that somebody, I'm telling you this for a reason. There was this brother here, and a lot of you will not know him. There was this brother here, in fact. Dr. Claudia knows who I'm talking to, but she's not here, so it's fine. And Dr. Joseph, you can ask him, you can ask her, but she won't tell you because she won't even know. But she knows who I'm talking about. But anyway, there is a brother here with a sister. Do I mention that? They actually took them together. They bought me a very good pulpit. In fact, that was the pulpit I donated to the pastor, the Zambian pastor who he was mentioning. Bought me a good pulpit. Spend time, you know, as a couple. They were building their life together as this and that. And this sister was just giving him false hope. Okay, let me go on vacation, come back. Okay, wait, let's wait until my birthday. Okay, let this, let that. And guess what? They met in my house. Yes. And when his mother came, she cuddled. The sister came then afterward, this and that. I just saw nurse. I called him. I said, hey, listen, tell me where this is going. If it's not going anywhere, sister, you have the key. Turn it off. And turn it off quick before somebody is hurt. And I'm telling you this, when this guy left from here, when he left from here in Tulsa, graduated, had a job somewhere, Pastor and I and the children went, we visited, lovely brother, we visited his house. The amount of hurt that he was hurt because of what happened with that sister. He didn't want to marry any person remotely associated or close to where that person came from. In fact, he from there, the next relationship was with a Filipina. Yes. Oh, yes. Now, I'm telling you what you may not know that your actions can cause, and it takes accountability to help you to understand that. Thank God that God healed him and restored him. And he was happily buried. And yes. Amen. You know, so the benefit, one of the benefit of community is accountability. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And it's biblical. It's biblical. It's very accountability, it's biblical. And accountability is not just a bad one. It's not just accountability where a lot of people don't like confrontation. They don't like to, they just like to avoid. Somebody knows that they just like to avoid confrontation. Me, I like to avoid confrontation. But it cannot avoid me. Are you hearing me, somebody? No, it can't avoid. As a pastor, you see, this is the one thing. I cannot bury my head in the sand and pretend. Okay? I can't. Because I owe you something, the truth. That is what gives me the peace of mind to sleep well at night. I can sleep and wake up and know that I told you the truth before I went to bed. If there was a fire, I would sleep. Knowing that I'm at peace. Oh, yes. So telling that truth is one of the things. So I have learned to know. Now, I don't just, the Bible says speaking the truth in love, right? So that's why for some of you, I haven't told you a deeper level of truth because we don't have a deeper level of relationship yet. Oh, yes. You get to, the more you get to, the more we get closer, the more layers are peeled. And that's one thing you need to also learn. That's called maturity and wisdom. If you don't have a relationship with somebody, you don't go and rebuke them. You find somebody who has a relationship with them. If I want to tell Frank something, that as much as I know Frank, him and I are not as close as him and Pastor Victor. Or we are not as close yet. So I can tell Pastor Victor, have you considered telling this, that? You understand what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So that is wisdom. Although I am a pastor, there's a receptivity, there's a connection there. Understand what I'm saying? That's accountability. And this is very good teaching. Amen. This is very good teaching, practical teaching. I want us to learn and grow in the Word. I'm teaching you the Word of God. Hallelujah. Okay, let me just throw some scriptures. I didn't plan on saying this. There's a passage of scripture saying, if a brother has sinned against you, let's go there. We're going to go to that one. I wasn't going to go do that. I was going to go share with you some of the other additional points, accountability, but we're going to share in those. But let's, before we go there, let's flesh this accountability thing a little bit well. Because accountability talks about the wellness of relationships. How a relationship functions well. Praise God. If you're not accountable, you will not know how to build relationships. You say Matthew 18:15-20. Media team, put it up. This is accountability. Okay, it's up. I know scriptures, but I didn't know exactly where this reference was. That's accountability. I went, somebody helped me. Amen. I would have been breaking my head here, praying for the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit has put somebody. And then technology too can help. Amen. Amen. That's you know, that's the benefit of community.
Yes, sir.
We're not yet trying to conjure. Amen. Amen. He said, moreover, if your brother sins against you, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him. Amen. Question to you, church, how many of you do that? Sometimes people get offended because we don't like confrontation. He says, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Alone. It's not, hey, Tamara, you know, let me just say, one day, you know, I know she can sing and she's a good girl. I just know you guys flow, but you don't know what she did to me, girl. Let me tell you something. You know, I'm not talking to Wanda. I'm complaining. And what is happening is I'm poisoning her because all of a sudden her view and that relationship can be tainted because of something that happened to me. But then I'll see one that, oh, one day, you know, sister, I love you. God bless you. No. You haven't gone down to the core. Praise God. Now, because sometimes people don't want to be accountable, if you talk to them, and that's what makes people afraid of talking, because if you talk to them, all of a sudden you become an enemy. And that's why Pastor Blaise is enemy to a lot of people. But you know why I'm not, I don't have enemies. Because I'll tell you, you can hate me for it. I've freed you, I've freed myself. And when I tell you, it's out of my mind. I can sleep good. Yeah. I can see you tomorrow and hug you. I can see you tomorrow and say hi. I can see you at Walmart and greet you. If you want to hide behind an aisle, you hide. I am not hiding. Oh, no, true. There are people I meet in an aisle because we had, so they change aisles. You change. I am not changing. I'm not ceding ground to you one bit. So less, when we live in a community, we don't live a fake life. You look at the teeth, you see your teeth, and you look at your tongue. That's a community. They don't go anywhere. Sometimes they bite each other. They reconcile. Are you hearing somebody? They reconcile. They stay together. Praise God. He said, moreover, if your brother sins against you, the first step is to do what? Go and tell him his fault between you and him. Alone. Condition. If he hears you. So the possibility is that he can also not hear you. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. Verse 16. Mediate him, let's work. But if he will not hear, not that he didn't hear what you were saying, if he will not hear, then decide not to hear. Take with you one or two more. Where will you get that one or two more from? From the community. That's not the benefit of community. Take with you one or two more. Not that you should shame them, but so that there is a panel. Because sometimes you could be sincere, but sincerely wrong. You hearing me, somebody? Oh, yeah, your perception could be wrong. So take with you one or two more trusted people. I've told people this. The only reason why you should talk to people is to be able to look for solutions. If your conversation about something is not leading to solution, don't talk about it. It's not necessary. He says, take with you one or two more, why? That by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. That way, when you go there, the one or two more can bear witness and can give you objective feedback. Praise God. That in this matter, in fact, I was at the ministry base on Sunday. Somebody kept calling me, kept calling. It was Sunday or Saturday. They kept calling over and over. And they told me, they said, Pastor, I called you because, and they didn't call me from Oklahoma. They said, I called you because I know that you will tell me the truth. There are a lot of people I would have called, but it's you I want to call. He said, you and I don't know each other as well, and I know that the person I'm talking to you about, you have an interest in that person, but I know that you can be objective with me. I want to know if I am wrong. Okay. Explain the scenario. Accountability. The speaker will hold you accountable for what you're Googling. Mm-hmm. You see, yeah, that's accountability right there. Amen. So they called me because I said, I am expecting you to tell me the truth if I'm wrong. If maybe I am angry but wrong in my perception. And that's the purpose of, well, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Verse 17, let's go a little bit, then I would be liberated to share with you other things. I wanted us to deal with this a little bit more. Verse 17. And if he refuses to hear them, now not just, they first refuse to hear you, if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. So you just come before the church and take microphone during testimony. I say, praise the Lord, church, praise the Lord. No, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about look for elders within the community and tell it to them. Tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. And this word tax collector here is not that they are doing the job that they are assigned to do. It is a corrupt person. You see why the community of the church should be. Let me give you for example. You have a guy who is a serial dater. Every new girl who comes to church, he dates, he talks to them. He gives them heartbreaks. He finishes this one, date the next one, date the next one, date the next one. And then you, sister, you just came and you think you are the hottest thing in town. And they talk to you. And that's why we tell you, be open. Be open to us. Don't be around talking. There was a sister here, and I can tell these very practical stories. A guy had asked her out. She thank God she was wise enough to come talk to me. Now, I won't open the guy's record to her, but I can give her, be careful. I said, just watch and pray. You see, if you're not part of a community, you can be a victim easily. You can be in a congregation but not part of a community. You can be a victim easily. I've dealt with a situation here where there was a lady who a married person was proposing to. The person was married to another person. They met her. They married another person again. That's a second marriage. And was proposing to her. I met her somewhere. Dr. Claudia and Eben's wedding. I saw them pop in. And I didn't know this guy. But my spirit just got unsettled. I called her and said, hey, sister, come here. This is not... And I didn't have a reason to tell her this is not right. They looked very good together. And imagine people are looking good. And you call them and say, this is not good. So she stormed into my office one day. Like, well, pastor, but I just... For some reason. I mean, I've done HR. So I know how to do some background check. I just done some things. The last marriage she just did in Tahlequah, in Wagner County, popped up on my computer. So when she came, she was trying to talk. I just flipped my computer and showed her. You know, she went back and he convinced her. So she came back to me. I told her, you are gullible now. Because if you want to, if you want to hear lies, because it says sometimes women like to hear lies. Sweet nothings. You want to hear sweet nothings. Be careful. That's why you need community. So that when you have fallen, we can tell you that you have fallen. Yeah. Let him who thinks he stand, take heed lest he falls. I said, this is that. At first, the one was marriage back home. He said, no, that was arranged marriage. You know, it was not something that they didn't do. Then when I showed this one here, that happened the same year, and was in the process. And then she started turning around. She was hurt when I came back. Long story short, after she was hurt really bad. She learned from bad experience because she would not listen to good advice. She came back and thanked me after having a bad experience. But you know why I would, you know why I could see her and smile? Because I'll tell you the truth. It's for you to take it or leave it. And it's not just me. It is the fact that community. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I could tell you a lot of stories in that regard. Not just here at church. There's a, you know, now we're doing campaigns, right? There was somebody who came into church here. I was invited. Came to church. As she entered, she saw somebody. She got frightened because it looked like her ex-husband. Oh. Now, it happened that the person that she was married to, a lady that that person used to be married to, was going to church here. Yeah, was going to church here. So I'm telling you these things. This is about accountability. Okay, we're opening a can of worms. I'm telling you real practical ministry and life. Why community? Because you see, hear me. The secret of sin, or the strength of sin, is in secrecy. Uh-huh, uh-huh. No, don't tell nobody. Let's just keep this between us. The strength of sin is in what? Secrecy. The strength of sin is in secrecy. So, this lady got frightened, met in the hallway as she was going to the restroom, but it wasn't actually a restroom, it was just fright. You know why she was frightened? The guy she was married to had a situation and left her previous marriage. This and that married her. She'd heard about it, but never asked questions. After he was feeling dealing with her, gone to school on her money. In fact, he graduated from school and she did not know. Graduated from school, started working, making money, and she didn't know. She was sitting there, I'm supporting my man. She didn't know. It was when she met somebody somewhere, the person's son had graduated from school with that guy. Like, oh, congratulations, I was at your husband's graduation. I didn't see you. What happened? She was like, what? You see, that's information that could have easily come to you. Yeah. Easily, if you were part of a community, we'll tell you, be careful, that's danger. He looks good, but it's danger. Yeah. That's accountability, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So these are some of the things. So when you hear about pastor places, this and that, just ask, what's the real issue? Because I confront some of these things. Now, I'm not just saying that I'm not perfect, but these are the things about accountability. Ask questions. Somebody talks to you, you're like, okay, I know that, you know, I know you through this person. Hey, what's going on? There's somebody that I knew through Mama Udwak. And I have to call involved. That's accountability. So that if anything goes wrong, or if they know that this person cannot be trusted, at least she knows better than I do. Not just push her now aside and say, you know, I'm the man in charge. Praise God. Accountability. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear, oh please, verse 17, the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Verse 18, surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Do you see the context of that scripture? You think it was binding Satan and loosing the... This here was about accountability. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, some of you did not like that part too well. Didn't like that part too well. Accountability. So another benefit of the church as a community is the sharing of ideas and resources. The sharing of ideas and resources. There are God ideas that may not be for me, but they may come to me for you. And if you're not part of a community, you can miss out on things. I can use Peculiar here as a sister, just as an example of something. She brought somebody here to church to be part of the community. That was it last year? Last year. It's less than 1 year ago. But it was last year, but it's less than 1 year ago. And that person had a prayer request. They didn't talk about it. And she became an answer prayer to another person's prayer request, and my own prayer request was answered. Are you getting what I'm saying? Access to ideas. There are some ideas. There are some resources that I have access to that you don't, but you need it. There are some resources that you have access to that your neighbor will struggle over. But in a community, even in just conversation, you will hear, and somebody will find out, oh, this is what you're dealing with. Hey, I would introduce you to this. I'll connect you to this. It's a sharing of what? Ideas and resources. The pastor, where does that come to? Let's go back to Acts. Acts chapter 2. Oh, we hadn't even read Acts. You know, my time is almost over today. Did you learn anything from church?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Some people, when they worship, they say, oh, that pastor is not anointed. He just tells stories. Just tell stories. These are anointed stories. Yes. These are anointed stories. They keep you away from annoyance. Amen. Amen. If I was preaching and spitting fire here, you may not hear something. Today we just conversate. Let's talk. These are some of the highest deliverance sessions that you will receive. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What will set you free? The truth. The one that you know will set you free. There are some prayers I can pray for you that will not set you free easily. But the truth, just one nugget of truth. You are free. Revelation knowledge is what we call aha moment. What did I say? Acts chapter 2, verse 42. I'm doing this a lot backward, but the Holy Spirit is doing it forward. Praise God. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Verse 43. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. Verse 45. And sold their possessions and goods and divided among all as anyone had need. As anyone had what? Need. 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness of heart, with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Let's go back to verse 45. Mm-hmm. Somebody says that communism. And they sold their possessions and goods and divided among them as anyone had need. Praise God. Praise God. So there was a community and people had access to resources. It wasn't that they were selling their possessions every time. It's that when a need arose. And last week I talked to you about Barnabas. You know how they had property. And they had different things, but when there was a need in the church, they met it. Let me tell you this. The church as a community will do the highest amount of charity. Will do the highest amount of welfare and do it more better than the government does it. There are people who learn to game the system because there's no accountability. But in a congregation where there's accountability, where I've gone and asked this one for money, go ask this one for money. Go ask this brother for money. All of a sudden, when it starts happening that there's conversation, accountability all of a sudden is put in check. So when we ask, we centralize it. Like, okay, let me call sister so-and-so and talk to her. So no, I don't want nobody to know my business. Then in that case, you don't need help. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me, somebody? You see, when you come to church, you're the most vulnerable. It's a place where you lay down your guards. People, when people want to trick you, it's easy for them to do it in church. Because they know you've laid down your guards. You're not suspicious. Ladies, let me tell you something. When bad guys out in the world, when they want to get married, or they're looking for good sisters and they want to, they come to church. If you didn't know that, let me tell you now. I'm just going to church. And I come praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Kataba Hunter. That's what you want to hear. So when they say that, you say, oh, he's in the spirit. Your guard is down. Your guard is down. Before you know, you are giving them access. Because your guard is down. So not this brother from church. Accountability is not peculiar. This is hitting, huh? So, there's access to what ideas and resources. The Holy Spirit is messing me up big time. I think that is some of the words I'm saying very needed. Access to the sharing of ideas and resources. So begin to share ideas. So begin to share things like tips, tricks, and suggestions, sharing of tools. Like here, if you are in the medical field or you are a nurse or you're trying to pass NCLEX, there's a resource here. Dr. Odilia here is one of the best. This is not just, we're not blowing her horn. There are schools that are willing to pay her, that pays her to prepare their students. Yes. They've told her to name her price. And I'm sharing her testimony. It's good. Yes. They called her board of directors and said, name your price. We need you. Pick your day. Work at your own schedule. So that resource is one way. You're struggling for NCLEX and we just put you connection. The thing I've told her is I will manage you. We'll start charging fees. Yes. And somehow she will not do that. Oh yes. Somehow she will not do that. And I thank God for it because it's that nature to just generous. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does a passion, not just for money. And a lot of people have had access. Even people who are not here in the congregation. They hear about her. That's when they say, oh, sister, you know. Then they start pestering her. I told her, somebody pester you again. You watch online, you hear. You're not here. You can have access to her. We'll just put a price on it and a fee. You can hate me. It's not a problem. As long as that money comes in. And Dr. Dilly, if you don't need it, the church needs it. Amen. Yeah, we'll talk about access to what? Ideas and resources. You want to start a business, you don't know how. Ideas and resources. You started a business, but you don't know how to get financing. Are we talking practical things?
Yes.
Oh, yes, we're talking things that you need. Oh, you have a problem with your immigration status, and you're trying to ideas and resources. I had a guy who attends someplace else. He had problem paying his tuition, had problem, got out of status, or was struggling out of status. And when I talked to his pastor, the pastor said, okay, we'll pray about it. Then somebody there told him to come and talk to Pastor Blaise because he knows how to help people here. So he came and said, I cannot take the place of your pastor. He came to me that he's looking for a place to stay. You are being pastored by somebody. You want me to get you a place to stay. How? I said, I'll pray about it too. But you know, of course I did. And at the end of the day, we helped him. So when I helped him, the next time I saw him on a date at IHOP. Wow. With a girl. Wow. And he didn't greet me. Oh yes, we bypassed on the stairs of IHOP. I was coming out and he was going in with this girl. And the girl used to be here. As I bypassed and I looked at him, I like it. The girl greeted me. The girl, some old pastor came, greeted me. And he passed like he didn't know me. Sharing of ideas and resources. Today is just a fun service. Huh? My time is over, but I'm going to go a little bit over time. If you're watching online, please don't be bothered by this service. First time guest, please. Today is just unusual, okay? But it's very good. It's very unusually good. Very unusually good. Hallelujah. So there are a lot of resources around you, a lot of ideas around you. You want to do things. You want to go to school. You want to get scholarships. You want to, certain things you want to do. Ask people who have been there. Don't be prideful. You see, community is about helping. Don't be prideful and say, I'm a one person, I can do it by myself. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yes, I know that. I know that scripture and I quote it. But God has put people in your life so that they can help you. Amen. So, well, I don't like anybody knowing my business. Okay, good. Stay with it. Let me give you another one. Then we'll close with this one. Connecting to strong relationships. Connecting to strong relationships. Somebody say strong relationships. You say, how is that different? There are some relationships that are superficial. But in a community, you get strong bonds of relationships. Because when a community, guards are laid down, you know that people care genuinely. And you see their care expressed for you in a certain way. Connections to a strong relationships. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that Joseph would have been married to an Egyptian in Egypt if he wasn't present in Egypt? You know the kind of person that Joseph was married to? That person was verted. Oh. The person was vetted very well because Joseph was a national asset. He could not make a mistake because even Pharaoh had an interest in his marriage, in the kind of person he marries. So there was a connection to strong relationships. Am I talking to somebody? You see, when Abraham, when his son, 40-year-old virgin, Isaac, was yet to be married, Abraham had to make what's his name again? Eliezer, to swear, to say, you will not allow my son to marry anyhow. I want strong connection because it's part of a community. I want you to go to a community that I know, my community. I want you to go there and look for a decent, God-fearing, destiny-carrying wife for him. One who will comfort you. And when Isaac saw her coming, the Bible says when he saw her here, he took her and he was comforted of his mother's death. His mother had died. There was a void in his life. But when his wife came, it was a strong, they had not had history, but they had a strong connection. Praise God. I don't know why I keep dabbling on this one. If somebody can be here, you want to get married to somebody, we can tell you, okay, this one, these are the strong points, weaknesses. We'll give you a SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and traits. Just so you know, this one, when they get angry. So you can know what you're going to deal with. So you brace yourself. For they are good, very good. This one is good, but they are not for you. You know, not every good person is for you. They are good, but they are not for you. And that's what strong relationships will do. People will explain, they will call you and say, I see, but you don't do this. Strong relationships. People can take you in as daughters and as sons. Strong relationships. Inheritances are willed in community. Praise the Lord. We'll talk about what connection to strong relationships. They can take you on vacations. They can take you to family gatherings. They can take you to job opportunities. They can take you to bank. They can vouch for you. Let me ask you a question. How many people can you truly go co-sign them on a loan? Somebody wants to take a $100,000 loan. They need you to co-sign. You can go co-sign them. And sometimes people just need that help. But now that is not an emotional decision. It's a decision you make out of a strong conviction, a strong trust. That's okay, this person is deserving because of what strong community. Strong relationship. Praise God. And strong relationships can only be accessed in a community. Now, the community is not just a gathering. The community is not just a gathering of people. It is a gathering of people where there is love, where there is harmony, where there's unity, where your diversity is celebrated, where your uniqueness is celebrated. Praise God. That's what makes for a community, where you can be you and still feel that you are fully valuable. You're not trying to be somebody else. Praise God. I think I've said a lot today. Let me read two scriptures. Should I? You allow me to read two scriptures? Two more scriptures. Let's go to Acts chapter 6. We read this a little bit last week. Then we'll read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning from verse 12. And then we'll go to the communion. It says this. Now in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying, Acts chapter 6 verse 1, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men. Now, I want you to see the kind of seven men. Seek out from among you seven men of... Okay, some versions of honest report. Some of the good reputation. Of good reputation. Full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Now, it wasn't that we are going to pray and seek. It says you seek out. So you had to have strong relationships to know who is. We needed just seven. This is out of thousands. You have to have strong relationships. And it's not favoritism. These are people who are going there to solve a problem, not to create one. To solve problems that already exist. So it is not, oh, this person is well. It's not a popularity contest. It is an interaction, an engagement to know that, okay, yes, Frank may be relatively new here, but when I look and we say a person of good reputation, he is. So I'm going to nominate him. Or peculiar may not be a person who is this, but when it's somebody full of wisdom, I can see. You understand what I'm saying? So now that is not just a very subjective opinion. That becomes an objective opinion based on what interactions and engagements. You seek out who we may appoint over this matter. May appoint over this business. Let's go 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Very quick. Pastor Peter touched on the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says, for as the body is one and has many members. Has what? Many members. That's why we talk about in a community, there are members. We are members of a community, although we are all citizens of heaven. And I was thinking about it. You know, when you talk about a kingdom, the monarchy, England was a monarchy. They have a king. So they have what? They have citizens there, right? The monarchy. But even that, they have what are called members of parliament. A body, a constituted body, governing body that gathers. So they have members. And those members are citizens, but they are members because of the common community where they gather together, where they share affinity. He said, for as the body is one and has what? Many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So we are many members, but we belong to one body. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that one body is Christ. And he is the head of all the principalities. There are members in heaven. There are members here on earth. There are members in this community here in Tulsa. In this local congregation and in other congregations. You are members of a community, an affinity group. Praise God. Let's go verse 13. 13 says this. For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? Now, imagine that you see Pastor Blaise, you just see one big eye. You will run. Or you see one big ear. You're not seeing a mouth talking, you just see an ear. Then you're hearing this. You will not even hear the message. If the body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the body were hearing, where would be the smelling? Where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each of them in the body, just as He pleased. Just as who pleased? He pleased. He has set the members. And what are the members? You are the members. So as was talked, the church as a community is for fellowship, that we may have what fellowship one with another. But the church as a body is for function. And the church as a body benefits when each member performs its function. Have you ever heard part of your body? Maybe you never know the importance of your pinky finger until you heard it. And then you find out that your head cannot sleep at night because your pinky finger is hurting. Or have you ever hurt your toe? You find out that you cannot even sleep. You are walking a certain way. Your brain is constantly doing double work to calculate, to tell your eyes, check, to make sure that this toe is not hit again. So function. As a body, each of us have a function. We have a part to play. And when you're a member of a community like this, what you want to do is you don't just come and allow everybody else to play their role, because Pastor Blaise is playing his role. This is my role. I'm playing my function right now. Amen. You're being fed. That's my role. I'm playing it. What is yours? And when it is yours, do you play it consistently, effectively? No matter how long I pray, no matter how long I fast, I cannot sing like Lizette. Oh, I wish I could, but I can't. No matter how long I practice and pray and fast, I cannot play like MJ. I wish I could. Just have it all together. So what can I do then? Do I sit and begin to look at MJ and say, look at this guy, he's just showing off. No. What I can do is I just focus on what I am gifted and capable of doing, and I do it to the best of my ability. Praise the Lord. And so that is what I'm urging you to do, that you do your part and do it to the best of your ability. That you don't deprive the body, the community, of the value that God has placed within you. You don't deprive the body of the necessary nutrient that you can add to the fold. And again, accountability as community. You don't begin to skip from here. Imagine today, my big toe decides to skip and go to Pastor Esther's toe. It means that this one body will be deprived. She will have more than she needs. She cannot wear her beautiful shoe again because now she has an extra toe. Then I can walk because one is gone. Because it is, I just feel like I like her shoe. It's yellow. That's the value you bring to the community. Consistency. And contributing your part. But now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as He pleased. Verse 19. Do this quick. And if they were all one member, where would be the body? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. Which seem to be weaker. Think about it. How many of you have really think about your tongue? Just think about your tongue. Maybe apart from when you're brushing your mouth in the morning, you just think about your tongue, how beautiful your tongue is and everything. You don't think about it until when you are eating. Or maybe you have, maybe you had a sore on your tongue. Or maybe you drank something hot and you burned, you seared your tongue. Then now you can't taste your food anymore. That's when you start missing your tongue. As weak as it is protected by these teeth. The teeth are there to shield the tongue. You see? You could begin to think about different things like that. I just wanted to exhort you this evening. For those of you who are watching online, wherever you are, wherever you belong, you cannot be a member alone. You cannot be a member alone. The same way you cannot be married alone. You cannot be a member alone. Get plugged into a community. Be part of the community. Be part of the body. And contribute your part. Yes, I'm not just talking about contribute with money. I'm doing contribution money. I give my $20 every day. I'm talking about be part. Bring the uniqueness, the giftings, the joy that comes from, the ideas that come from you. All that is within you that God has put within you. Use it to serve the Lord and to serve the community. God bless you. Rise to your feet tonight. Let's pray. Just thank God. If I rambled, at least you got something out of my rambling. But I shared with you from my heart, and I felt that we could really just have a conversation done tonight. Praise God. Hopefully this has been a blessing to you. We're talking about the church as a community and the benefit of community. Let's just lift up our voices to God and just thank Him for His goodness. Lord, we thank You tonight. We worship You, Lord. We bless You. We magnify You. We exalt You, Lord. We exalt You, Lord. Thank You, Father, for the community of believers. Thank Him for the community of believers, for the strong relationships that You have, the strong relationships that He is connecting you to, for the deep friendships, for access to resources, to ideas. Thank You, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Shabahatala rabadosi. Manrebedego sabahatele rabahatabaya. Mary Kabando son trebeke tabahadu godobo shadaha. Isibreko tamarahindala rabadosha. Lord, we give You praise. We give You glory, Lord. Thank You. Thank You for the gift of one another. You know, before we go into the communion tonight, I want you to take time. Just think about some people from the community, maybe this community here, who have been a blessing to you. Thank God for them. Some people that God has used. People that you would never have known them or have access to them if not for community. You know, there's some people you never have had access to, even not for community, even not for church. Just think about those people and just thank God for them as we get ready to go to communion tonight. Come on, lift up your voice to God. Father, oh Shabahata, Medrebosi, Mambro Kodobo Shadabahati Lereba Kodo Sutri. Thank You, Lord. Tonight, and you're not born again, you've never received Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior, we want to go into the communion tonight. We want to give you the chance to be part of the body of Christ. But you're watching online and you've never opened your heart to Him and received Him or received eternal life. We want to give you that opportunity. Is there anyone within the congregation who is not saved? Or if you're watching online, write to us. We want to invite you, urge you to open up your heart to Christ, to invite Him in to receive eternal life. Then you can be part of a community. You can find a community of believers and get plugged in and grow therein. Would the ushers please serve the communion to those in the house? Because we're part of a community, so we're eating a community meal. That's a communion, praise God. While you're doing that, let me speak to those who are watching online. If you're watching online and you are not saved, there's an opportunity for you to be saved. To be part of the household of God, you begin first by identifying with the finished work of Christ on the cross. You could say, Pastor, I'm saved. I'm born again. But I'm not part of a community. I just like to stay home and do my things from home. I want to urge you to get out of your way, to find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching congregation of believers. Get plugged in with them and grow therein.